Final results from last Sunday's ballot show the Conservative candidate Nicolas Sarkozy with a comfortable lead with 31% of the vote. Socialist candidate Ségolène Royal was in second place with just under 26%. The first round drew a near-record voter turnout of almost 85%. Philippe Joly, U.S. Bureau Chief for Le Figaro, says Sarkozy of the ruling Union for a Popular Movement Party advocates what he calls a new path for France.
More flexibility in the economy, more incentive for private enterprise. After the results, he offered the voters a French dream, clearly echoing the American dream, although he also said to the people in need that he wanted to protect them. So he tried already to soften his image. On the other hand, Ségolène Royal is the traditional socialist candidate, and I think the key word in her speech was that she wanted to reform France without brutalizing it. And that will be the dividing line between Sarkozy, who is known for tough talk, and Ségolène Royal.
Philippe Joly says most analysts predict that in the runoff election on May 6th, the economy will be the major factor in determining the way people vote. But in the first part of the campaign, he stresses, there were two other important issues.
One was the French identity, and this is debated through two magnet issues, immigration on the right and globalization on the left. And they played a role in the first round of pushing the two top candidates to their left and to their right. Now they have to campaign at the center, of course. One of the keys of the second round will be the voters of François Bayrou, who came third, and the challenge is here for the two top candidates. They have to win a majority of those 18.8% who voted for Bayrou in the first round.
Algerian journalist Kassi Gerbib points out that in a country with a total population of 60 million, France has 1 million residents of Algerian descent whose interests are also at stake in this election.
That's an important number, and for us, the biggest concern is continuing the integration of the different generations. In the suburbs, with regard to the different candidates, they have promised to resolve the immigration issue. That is to say, they will make sure that those who are permanent residents have the same rights as French citizens. That's our biggest concern.
Christian Wernicke, U.S. correspondent for the Süddeutsche Zeitung, says that Germans are also watching French presidential politics with interest.
In general, people in Germany are pretty much concerned about this election because neither of the two candidates who are now running for the presidency is a really convinced European. And that's definitely something German politicians and European politicians are pretty much concerned about because France is the founding member of the European Union. Of course, the future of the welfare state and immigration have been two key topics in the campaign. Especially Sarkozy, concerning the immigration issue, was playing kind of hardball and trying to respond to fears, especially in the suburbs. And on the other hand, Royal exposed herself as the gendarme to defend social welfare. You see that in different countries in Europe as well.
According to Christian Wernicke, differing views on how to handle transatlantic relations with the United States also divide the two candidates.
Sarkozy was very eager to portray himself as the more transatlantic guy, and Royal seems to be a politician with hardly any international experience. But both politicians in the medium term will be part of a European network. So I think the difference in realpolitik, as we Germans love to say, will not be as big as it looks at the moment during the campaign. What France has to realize is that France is not by itself anymore, and that the only chance to do big reforms is to do it in a European context, because the two campaigns were rallying their own base and did not really talk seriously and honestly about the context in which they have to conduct their policies in the future.
The journalist suggests that a lot can change in the French electorate's mood between now and the May 6th presidential runoff. Philippe Joly.
If you do the math today, you see that four candidates on the right totaled 45% of the vote, whereas six candidates on the left totaled less than 35. That's without François Bayrou's voters, who are mixed. So we'll see.
For International Press Club, I'm Judith.